Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They have delivered reliable service, peace of mind for nearly 90 years. 90 years next year, as a matter of fact. Managing your account has never been easier. MTE.com, or just download the MyMTE app. Well, today, here on our coverage from WGNS and Big G TV, Rutherford Issues, we are talking with Salvation Army Sergeant Ruby Keith today. And you're going to say the C word, aren't you, this morning?
I am. I am definitely going to be mentioning Christmas. I know. This morning, my son walked outside and he was like, "Mom, it's cool outside." And I was like, "Oh, good, because we're starting Christmas already. So maybe it'll help us feel like it."
So we were having lunch after church with the family. And, you know, I've got a new granddaughter. And they were talking about, we haven't decided on the Halloween outfit, this or that or this or that. And I thought, Halloween? Why are we talking Halloween? But it is August almost September.
It is. My kids also were like, "Well, what are we going to do for this? What are you going to do?" I'm like, "Hold on, stop. Wait, we just started school."
I'm talking about Christmas.
Right. In our house, we kind of skip that and come back to it a little bit.
I understand. That is such a huge season for you guys. But it's been busy since the last time that you and I have had the chance to talk and maybe tell us a little bit about the Red Shield dialogue.
Absolutely. So on August 19th, we had what we are calling our Red Shield Dialogue, and this is where we had four panelists come in. We had one with lived experience in homelessness. We had two from different school districts, different positions within the school district. And then we also had one who's worked in the field of homelessness for a while. And we brought in 33 people from the community. And we had a discussion, and this topic for this one was about home is where the family is and what homelessness among families looks like in our schools and our community, and really opening our eyes and expanding our view from homelessness isn't just what those that we see on the street. Like, we need to broaden what we think of our unhoused friends to also, like, their situations, right? If you've had to miss a few days of work, you're a bill behind, and that can impact you. And so looking at how that impacts a family and the stability and school and education. And so it was great to be able to dig deep, ask some hard questions, and also gather some information from our panelists as well.
You had this at the Center of Hope, or?
It was at our building.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. It was about an hour and a half long. We provided lunch. I'm sorry, my voice is going out.
It is, isn't it?
We provided lunch, and then they were able to come in. And again, like, we asked them questions, but they also asked our community questions. We had different other nonprofits there. We had the vice mayor there. So it was great to be able to have a room full of people who wanted to learn more and could also speak into it a little bit as well.
Is this something that may be a continuing type of thing, series?
It is. And so our next one is in October, and that one will be looking at mental health, the impact of mental health on poverty and homelessness.
Okay. And a similar type panel and that kind of thing.
So this one will have two speakers. Okay. This one. And so each one will be a slightly different.
Sure.
And then our next one will be the topic for that one will be about poverty and the myths of poverty and how we can we're able to speak into poverty and not just what people think it is or assume it is. And so how we can break those myths and bias.
Are they held during the day, at night? When are you holding
so
those?
They are held from 11:30 to 1.
Okay.
So it's, we try to get over people's lunch hours. So that way, you know, maybe it's not cutting into work meetings and such.
Okay. Well, nice. If someone is interested in coming or finding out the schedule, things like that, what would they need to do?
they could call our office. They could look on our Facebook page, big follow us on Facebook, and all of that will be posted there as well.
Okay. Just search for Salvation Army Murfreesboro on Facebook.
Okay. And you will find us, and it'll have our shield and our picture, and it'll be able to, you'll find local news as well as Salvation Army national news as well.
Okay. I'll put a link to that, on the website. So that is, that has been a topic. Homelessness has definitely been a topic in Murfreesboro of late, with the city council, you know, I guess a renewed effort to try to answer some of the questions that the community has about that. So,
and you know, we want to be a part of that. You know, we want to be, we're trying to be a part of the solution, and not just the ones asking questions as well. It's a, we want to be able to help and speak into it with knowledge, with the experience that we have, but also knowing that Murfreesboro is unique, right? And what we need here is going to take a whole community, mm-hmm. and we want to be a part of that.
Well, that is very interesting. So I'm glad that is going on. Tell me about Open Gym. I hear that's something that's happening on Wednesday afternoons.
Yes. So Wednesday evening, we started this during the summer almost as like a cooling station opportunity. You could come into the AC. We had water available. And now we've expanded it to just be year round. Well, until Christmas time, but when our gym is being used. But for now, our gym is open 5:30 on Wednesdays. You come in, you can shoot some hoops. You could play a cornhole. There's some snacks and water available. We have a new walking trail that's behind our building that you can utilize during that time right now.
Okay, nice. And we've got a little bit cooler weather too, so that makes it nice to get out. And people may not realize, but you do have a nice area right behind the building.
We do. We have a great area that we're actually going to be trying to utilize more for different things, such as our Community Harvest Festival.
Oh, you've got that coming up. Well, let's just jump right into that.
Yeah, so we are doing a Community Harvest Festival on Saturday, November 8th from 3 to 5. And it's going to be an opportunity for food, fun, fellowship. We're going to have some vendors and food trucks. We're needing vendors and food trucks. We need some more. So you can always sign up to come out for that. And we are going to have some games. And we're looking at, I don't want to make any promises because the deal's not signed yet, but a petting zoo and things like that.
Ooh, nice.
So we're trying a few different things this year. And it's, we didn't want to, you know, during, like we were talking about Halloween time, every Saturday seems to be packed.
I know
for my kids, it's like, where are we going today? Well, there's four different options. and so we wanted to expand that into the November Thanksgiving season a little bit too. So that's why it's November 8th.
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody's so busy in October, 10 things happening every weekend in October. And then it's like, Halloween's over. What do we do now?
Right.
Well, we've got Thanksgiving in a few weeks, but here's a great event now.
Right. Yes. So vendors, food trucks, you know, if you're interested, if you are looking for an opportunity for a food truck or a vendor, call us, let us know. We'll sign you up.
Now, the address for the Salvation Army Center of Hope in Murfreesboro is 1137 West Main Street, but that can be deceiving.
Yes.
So you're right off of New Salem. So West Main crosses over New Salem and it curves back around and then actually intersects Bridge Avenue right behind. So really you're at the corner of New Salem and West Main.
Yes. And we're in between the stoplights and across from the gas station.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And the car wash.
The car wash, yes. Yeah.
And a nice new four lane, thankfully. It's done.
Yes. Now you can pull in a little easier as well. And we're working on that sign. That sign should be up soon.
Okay, good. Well, I know that when you say West Main Street, people are immediately thinking in the downtown area, you know, closer to where we are now. But over by New Salem is where you'll find the Salvation Army. So we'll remind folks about the Community Harvest Festival in the next coming months. And I'll talk to you about maybe getting that on our community Absolutely. Events calendar too. So we're talking with Sergeant Ruby Keith today with the Salvation Army. So much going on. One more thing before we promised some Christmas. So we're going to do that. I promise. But Wednesdays, I guess you've got a really cool brass band situation happening Wednesdays?
Yes. So the Salvation Army is often known about brass bands, whether they're at the kettle stands or you hear their music at a concert or Angel Tree site, whatever it may be. It used to be to get people's attention when they were walking down the streets doing an open air, and it would bring people in, and then you would be able to share the love of Christ with them. And so we've still kept that part of history with us, and we use it in our church services and our kettle kickoffs, things like that. And so we have started one here. Fortunately, we have some talented people in our church congregation, because that is not a talent God decided to give me.
I was going to ask, does that include you?
It does not, unfortunately. I wish, but it's not.
Yeah. George?
He's in it.
Okay.
He was in band in high school.
Okay.
And nice. He likes to say he's trying. But no, he's doing great. He's doing great. And it's a fun opportunity, and we want to grow it. And so it's an opportunity for you to play on Sundays with our band in our church, and as well as at events like Kettle Kickoff. So Wednesdays, again, we have open gym at 5:30, and then this starts at 7.
Okay. So that's really cool. If you play a brass instrument and you're thinking, you know, that sounds like something cool to be a part of a group or whatnot, and then who knows? Maybe we'll see you around town.
Yes.
Go to some of the kettles, draw some attention.
Yes, it would be great. We're very excited. Yeah. Live music always adds something. There's something about hearing a brass band.
Just a horn of whatever type, a brass instrument, is just going to grab your attention.
Yes.
You're immediately going to, and then that's when you get, you hook them in then, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So let's talk Christmas time, and I'm just going to hand the floor over to you, because Christmas time is always so busy in so many things, from Angel Tree to bell ringing and kettles, and just take it away.
Everything at once. Yes. Yeah. Angel Tree, our registration is happening now. This year we are going through our school partners, and so our schools will be identifying families in need and reaching out that way. And we're trying, in this thought of doing it this way, we're trying to reach more people that are in need in different ways. And so that way, maybe instead of, you know, the same people every year, maybe we'll reach some different families that don't usually get in, even though it's still first come, first serve. We're able to help a wider range mm-hmm. of people as well. We're looking at 400 families this year.
Wow.
So last year, that was about 15,000 children. And so we'll see what that is this year. And so we're excited about our number of 4,000. They will be available for adoption November 7th. And you can either do that online, which I think is fantastic, because then you get to choose. Like, if you are trying to match, you know, I have a daughter that's 7 years old. I want a little girl that's 7 so my daughter can go shop for her. You can do that online. Or if you're like, oh, I want one that's the age as my grandchild, or whatever it may be, you can choose that online. And then we also will have 2 trees at the Stones River Town Center this year. We had one last year. It was very successful. And so we partnered together to do 2 trees. So you'll also be able to pick up angels from there as well.
Okay. Yeah, just kind of a lot of people may remember the old days, whatnot. You saw trees everywhere. Mm-hmm. I mean, that had to be a logistical nightmare. So with the presence of online, it certainly makes that a lot easier, a lot more efficient, I would think.
Yes, too. It's a lot more streamlined. We know where it's going. We can have direct contact with them. Like, remember, it's due back mm-hmm. December 9th. It's due back December 5th. Whatever it may be, we're able to communicate more efficiently. And we also know where our angels are.
And then early December is the time that the gym at the Center of Hope is transformed
into a magical land.
Yes, boy, there's stuff everywhere. It's really something to behold, and you've really got the distribution down to a science. So that's awesome too. But 400 families, right?
Yes.
Is that what you said? Yeah. Goodness, that is a lot. So if you can help with Angel Tree, you want to get involved. We may be talking Ruby to folks who want to do more than just shop for Angel Tree. They want to maybe volunteer and help. Can they do that too?
They absolutely can. So we will have our volunteer opportunities are always on our website. However, for our Christmas opportunities, those will be available about mid-September. Okay. Those will be online.
Well, let's talk about, speaking of things that the community can do, and that's registering to ring the bell.
That is, absolutely. We're excited about that one. I'm sure if George was here today, he's in Nashville, he would start singing Ring Those Bells. But I'll save everybody's ears for that one. So our kettle campaign is coming up, if you can believe that. So we are looking for individuals. We're looking for groups. You can register to ring at registertoring.com. It's fairly simple. And there's also, which I think is pretty cool, a virtual ringer option. So you can collect money from your friends, family across the nation by registering a virtual kettle. And then you can send out the link and collect money that way, which I always think is great.
Yeah. There's always an option. And honestly, during the COVID time, that's kind of really when that exploded. And, you know, I say that was such a tough time and I would never want to go through that again. But it did bring about some opportunities that maybe we didn't think of, or maybe we were holding off of just to, you know, continue to do the same thing. So,
right.
And this honestly is one of those. But registertoring.com. Take your kids. Take a shift, your business, if you're a business owner, a great opportunity to encourage community involvement with your business to ring the bell.
Absolutely. Get a little competitive, friendly competition. There we go.
Never hurt anybody.
No.
So, well, that is awesome. I do appreciate you coming by. It's always good to catch up. And if anybody wants more information about the Salvation Army, SalvationArmyMurfreesboro.com.
Yes.
And then on Facebook, and I'll link all of that up. Boy, you're busy.
Always.
Staying busy. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Sergeant Ruby Keith joining us today with the Salvation Army of Rutherford County. And that will do it for our program today. Thank you so very much for joining. And don't forget, the podcast will be up shortly. WGNSradio.com.